Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 6:30 Keeping It Real with the Three Apostles. And I just want to thank you for your participation, even before, whether you are on the computer or you call in. If you're on your computer, you're listening, and I trust that something that is said here today will touch you in a way that you will be able to find comfort. You'll be able to find a quiet place where you will be able to live a godly life, godly, reverent, where you will be able to live out your relationship with the Creator and His beloved Son. That is, all of you who are believers and following the teaching of the Messiah. We thank you. We thank you for listening, and we give God thanks and praise for you. And now I am waiting for the other two. And today, I am going to endeavor to say a few words regarding the situation when we, from time to time, may find ourselves in. And that situation we call depression. Depression. Depressed. Sometimes we wind up finding that which is in the world, because we are in the world but not of the world, that attempt to drag us down. Because of that, we have to find ourselves a way out of this. And there is several definitions. But just a simple definition of depression is a common mental disorder. Globally, it is estimated that 5% of adults suffer from the disorder. It is characterized by persistent sadness and a lack of interest or pleasure in previously rewarding or enjoyable activities. Now, that says a mouthful. And it is, from time to time, we do find ourselves confronted with situations and circumstances that has a tendency to weigh us down. And when that happens, some of us stay there. And what the old people used to say, wallow in our miseries. Wallow in it. That's what they used to say. Wallow, because you're not getting up. And if you lay there long enough, you're going to find that it appears that situation and circumstances is tying you down there. And because of that, you wind up going deeper and deeper into what the world called depression. I see the three of us are here now. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Apostle Armstrong.
Good evening, Apostle Armstrong. Apostle Miller.
Thank you.
Good evening to you.
Yes, and I said good evening, ladies. There's a purpose for me saying that. For those who are listening, walking around talking about ladies that have no business in ministry. I had that conversation earlier today with, and as a pastor that he was attacked by one member because he had ladies was in the pulpit area, and he was just listening to what he said. One guy, he basically laid on stuff and prophesied against him, and the other person, they made remarks that was not part of the teaching, did not represent the teaching of Jesus. My response to the young man, he was a young minister, my response to him was that, what do they say whenever they read about the ladies and Jesus? Where were the men? It was the ladies that ministered to Jesus whenever they were there. But that sounded like a sidebar. That was one of the reasons that came up, apostles. I wanted people to understand that the scripture does not say that only men. It is man's interpretation, and it's what man brings to the discussion that leads one to that conclusion. That's per Apostle W.J. Armstrong, his understanding of the word as written. Now, back to this evening, I thought maybe we'd talk about depression.
Okay.
And for a moment, because this is a time when people are looking around and the events that they see and other things that's happening is causing them to feel down. And the world calls it depression. And I'm going to read the definition again that sort of helps set the tone for our discussion. It says, depression is a common mental disorder. Common. Not sometimes, but common. Globally, it is estimated that 5% of adults suffer from the disorder. So, what is the disorder? The disorder is characterized by persistent sadness and a lack of interest or pleasure in previously rewarded or enjoyable activities. And as we go through life, we all are touched one way or the other. It's just how we handle it. And what brought this up today, I always try to find something that is current and something that we can talk about from the scripture point of view. We can see solution, not problems, but solution. See, a lot of people, they dwell on the problem. And I'm speaking from experience now. The problem that presents itself is my wife, who has dementia, Alzheimer's, who is progressively getting worse. And we went to the doctor. The doctor just confirmed what we assumed, what we saw with our naked eyes. But what impact does that have on an individual? Your feelings, your emotions. To watch somebody transition out of here, or watch somebody that's here that don't even know they're here, or you have to feed somebody or bathe somebody that can't do it for themselves, that is 75, it's it's sort of hard when you live with that person. And, yeah, you become depressed whenever, if you just dwell on what you see. What helps me to deal with all of this, because my son, evidently, I must have been either getting on people's nerves or I must have been moping around. But my son's thing was that, look, maybe you need to just go sit in and call for an hour. and I had to stop and look at me, how am I handling this? Because you know what he said? He said, you got to remain strong for the rest of us. Now, what did that do for me? Did that tell me that it's okay for me to grieve? Or did it tell me you can't grieve because you got to be strong for us? And as we sit back and look at situations and circumstances that we're going through, are we being strong for others? At the cost of losing ourselves in the process? And my whole thing was that, or is, my foundation is the word. I could go to the Creator, and I know the Creator by faith, not by sight. So it is interesting, as I look across, I can imagine what the people in Ukraine are going through and what some of the people in Russia are going through as they watch what their country is doing to helpless people. And like I said, my whole thing is that Scripture will come to you. And one that keeps coming to me is that Jesus made it clear, by his stripes we are healed. But for that to work and operationalize it, I have to believe it. I can know it. There's a big difference in knowing something and believing something. Also, there's a big difference between knowing, believing, and trusting something. And whenever we begin to trust the word, we begin to see solutions. We begin to see how the divine spirit, Elohim, who we refer to as God, and we know that when we read history, there's lots of gods, big gods, God with big G's, and God with little G's. And then we have to go back to the word again, says in the beginning. And that's whenever you're able to separate which G that you're talking about. You're not talking about the one that got created. You're talking about the one that created, the small G. And as I process all of this, I'm able to accept the fact, accept what I see and what I'm experiencing in natural, because, and make the appropriate adjustments. We were supposed to be in West Africa and Sierra Leone and a house on Atlanta Beach. Atlanta Ocean. They don't call it the Atlanta Beach. But all we had to do was walk out to the ocean. But the thing is, I had to make the adjustment. That's not going to happen. At least it's not going to happen with that person. Now, that was significant for me. Am I going to end because that person is no longer capable to do the things that we had planned to do, including the ministry? So I had to accept it, and I had to come to grips with the word again, that the Creator knew this was going to happen before he called me, before he chose me. So therefore, as my good friend and colleague Apostle Miller says, that already that the Creator has put everything here that we need, the already. And then as I think about my other good friend and colleague, Apostle McIntyre, who I call the Apostle of Love, says that God loved me. He loves me enough that he's already put things here for me to be able to walk through this. So I don't know why this was placed in my spirit to talk about today. Evidently, there's people all over the earth now that are going through depression, that's dealing with stuff that's overwhelming to them, and that they just are incapable of dealing with it under their own strength. Hopefully they have a being that they can turn to, one that we call, in the Hebrew, we call Elohim, and his son, we call the Messiah, Jesus. That's one of the things that keep us afloat, keep us able to get up when we are down, that we don't stay down, don't stay there. I guess I rambled enough today. Comments?
Apostle Green?
Well, you know, Apostle Armstrong, I cannot even begin to tell you that I know, you know, what you are dealing with and from any type of experience. But I know that to love someone and have planned a life together with them, and there comes this type of interruption. It must be heartbreaking. I can't even imagine all the emotions, you know, that confront you at this time. All I can say is that the enemy will attack you in your, and this is a, depression is a soul issue. It deals with your emotions. And it deals with your emotions, and we have to command our emotions after the Word of God. And we have a helper, the Holy Spirit. And I probably at times like this, and don't ever feel that you're rambling. We're here to, if it just helps you to talk about it. That's okay. We don't feel that, and I'm sure I can speak for Apostle Miller too. It's not rambling, brother. That's why you have family. That if you just need us to listen, sometimes I wish I could say that, you know, we just have the answers, because we're still believing God, regardless
That's
of the
right.
doctor's report. we're still believing God, and I know you are, but I also know that you have to deal with facts. And to know you love your wife like you do, and I'm sure you have questions. and that's not wrong to have questions. I'm sure you're dealing with, this is a person that, you know, we've been married a long time. We have children, grandchildren, ministry, and now you're here, but you're not here. And then to see her confusion, I can't even imagine what she must be going through, you know, your own self, losing your own identity. So, you know, just the compassion of God just flows in my heart for you, for her, for all those that may be listening. But when you were talking, I went to Psalm 42, and it says, it's Psalms 42, start with verse 1, it says, as the hart or the deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites from the hills of Mizar. But this is, and it made me think of you and so many more that might be in that place now, a place. And I have to guard myself too because, you know, when you look with the natural eye and you listen to the natural reports of man, it just looks like there's no hope for us. But there is always hope in God. He is our strength. Yes. He is our sustainer and our redeemer. He is our Lord. And God understands us. He understands we're flesh. He understands, you know, he knows what you're feeling. He knows exactly what you're feeling, exactly what you're experiencing. And he's your strength. And you just run to God and just pour out your heart to him and just praise him for, you know, Lord, I just thank you for the times I have had with her, the ministry, our children, our family. Help me, God, to just trust you day by day for wisdom and knowledge and understanding of what to say. When I'm overwhelmed, I run to you, God, because you're my hiding place. You cover me. You hold me. You keep me. And I need you more now today, God, than I've ever needed you before in my life. And God loves that. He's a father. And God will comfort you and all those that are listening that may be, you know, going through maybe the loss of loved ones or family. And I looked at all the flooding and homes are lost, business. It's so much pressure that the enemy is trying to apply and will make us to say, where is your God? But he's right here with us. And he's sustaining us. The reason we haven't been overcome by what we are facing is because of the big God that's on the inside of us. So when I don't know what to do, Lord, I just run to you, God. I just throw myself in your arms. I wrap my arms around your neck.
Thank you.
And I just take my nourishment from you, my strength from you. And I know you don't forgive me, God. You know me. You know what I'm facing, what I'm dealing with. You're my strength. And you're my hope, God. I look to you. This thing will not take me out. I will yet praise you, God. I will yet give you glory and the honor.
Yes.
You always
yes.
be there for me. You are my God. You are my strength.
Mm-hmm.
You are my... Just help me, Holy Spirit, to keep my eyes on you. Mm-hmm. Fill me, God, with your love,
mm-hmm.
your compassion,
yes.
your comfort, Lord. You are my strength. You're the source of my strength. You're my life. You're my peace. And I rest in
yes.
your love. Rest in your love, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. We pray to those who need to be comforted. You know, God, as we were talking earlier today, and this person was talking about how their mother is lonely. See, she's lonely. She's 84. She's lonely because the people around her that she knew are no more. And we just thank you. Thank you for meeting her at her point of need. Let her know that even in the midst of all these people, you still care for her. You still comfort her. We just thank you. Give you praise. But there is no God but God. Thank you for what you're doing through us this day, in this time, in this place, and how you're sending it across the earth and touching the lives of the many. We just the few. It's just amazing, you know, how your spirit is going across the earth right now. Right now. And it's touching the lives of the people. Lifting up the people who are downtrodden. We just thank you. Thank you.
We trust you.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. People we never ever see. People we don't even know. You're using us to touch them. You're using us to lift them up as under the mire clay, as people used to say when I was a kid.
You
and you alone, and only you can do it. And your blessing, we give you thanks and praise. But we are carrying that message across the earth, across the earth. Argentina.
Oh, we trust your timing, God. We trust your timing, God.
Canada. Brazil.
Help us to trust
Russia.
Lord.
Japan. Right. India.
Lord.
Nigeria. South Africa.
Hallelujah.
France. England. Germany. Portugal.
Yes, Lord.
Mexico.
You're the answer to it all.
And any that I miss.
Yes.
Your spirit is comforting the people.
Yes.
As your beloved son said that he had to go, he was sent us a comforter. That comforter is here. And that comforter is operating in and through us and using us in this time and this space to reach out and touch people, touch them, and change lives with your word. Oh, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Glory.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's just three of us. And how he put us on a platform that's reaching people around the earth. Three of us. And it's just amazing. As the number of lives is being touched this day and this time. And even those who download this program, this ministry later, who are on their computer and download it and listen, their lives being changed. They are being touched. That depression and that feeling of helplessness, loneliness is being lifted. And we just thank you. thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you. Because we can't do it. We can't do it. We're sitting here. And we are just talking. But your spirit is gone. Your spirit is floating over the earth. Just as it did when I was in the beginning. In the beginning, you said, you looked out and your spirit went out over the deep, over the waters. Your spirit. Your spirit is now going out over the earth. And it's touching lives. And we just thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Father.
And your spirit does not need wires. Does not need somebody to string a wire so it can go through. Your spirit is like the wind. Like the wind. It is blowing across the earth. Even right now. Right now.
Thank you.
Lives are being changed. Lives are being touched. And the enemy.
Yes.
The enemy is being put in his place.
Thank
Your
you,
son
Jesus.
Made it clear. Made it clear that he destroyed the works of the devil. He destroyed the works of the devil. So there's nothing to stop us but ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
I think it was Roosevelt said that fear. Fear, the greatest thing that we can, that's going to stop us is fear. And some of us, we experience that. I know as I was talking to a young man who was being attacked, the enemy threw up fear in my face. And I had to do the way the Messiah did. It is written.
Amen.
That I have authority over the demons, scorpions, serpents, and power over the enemy. And my name is written in heaven.
Yes.
As long as we know the word, believe the word, trust the word, and apply the word, there's nothing that can stop us. Because what did they say the devil's doing? He's running like, L-I-K-E, like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's using fear tactics. He's just trying to scare people into submission.
Yeah. Sure.
We have to apply the word. That's why read the word for yourself. Pick it up. Read it. And once you read it, it becomes part of you. It becomes embedded in your heart. And when it's there, what will come out of your mouth is that power and authority that's in that word. And I just have to stop and thank God for the word. Because that's how we know him. We know him by the word. We haven't seen him. We know him by faith. And it is awesome. It is awesome what the word can do, and the word is God.
Yes.
What can it do? It can empower you. It can give you the spirit of courage, sound mind, and love.
Yes.
It moves that mountain. Whereas without that, the fear, you see that mountain and you become afraid because the size of it. But whenever you know the word and you apply that word, believing, trusting that word, that mountain will move. The mountain will move. And we can attest to that. Mountain could be sickness, mountain could be just you tired. You're tired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that word will empower you, give you that strength that you need to overcome. And that word will also put you on the path of others. By putting you on the path of others, you find that there are people there that are ready to undergird you with their faith. But one thing that I heard, we have to believe. We have to pray. Others can pray for us, but if we don't believe it ourselves, even when it manifests itself, we're going to reject it because we don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. And that's why a lot of people miss out on blessing. That's why a lot of people miss out on favor. We just stand. As a word came to me, I think it was last week, stand. When you've done all you can, stand. And when you stand, you watch the manifestation of the Creator go to work. The quiet one. The one that's praying. The already.
Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We echo everything that been said, and I would listen at you. We'll all start praying. The Bible says, where two or three gather together in my name, I'm in the midst. And even though we're over the airway and we're in different locations, but our spirit is one with the Father. And because of that, it's tremendous power. And I just believe that the Holy Spirit is at work and breathing over and on the people that dealing with stress and fear, overwhelming grief, being overwhelmed with their situation. We just come against it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. And I just pray that, you know, that God will strengthen the people and they inner man by the Spirit. That, you know, I would listen to some that the late Charlie Stanley said. He said, don't focus on the problem. Focus on the solution. And I find out that just come natural. We have to retrain ourselves. I was thinking about, you know, with my baby brother passing in August the 5th, and we were so close. The pain, it was just so unbearable to a certain degree. But Jesus made it all right, you know.
Yes,
and, you know, I'm like Apostle Gwen. I don't have no idea. I can't imagine what you're experiencing, but I do know that the greater one live on the inside of you, Apostle. The greater one live on the inside of you, and because the greater one live on the inside of you, he the one give you your daily bread. He the one that continue to give you the strength and continue to give you the wisdom, everything you need for what you, in this situation you're dealing with. And that's Amen. What make it all right, because, you know, I just thank God that we don't have to go alone, you know. And you know, I can't, like, I'm like Apostle Gwen, I can't imagine, but I remember right before my mama a transition to heaven, and my mama lived it with me. And I, you know, sometimes my mama would just say things to me, but I know it wasn't her personality.
It wasn't her.
You know.
That's right.
And God gave me grace how to forgive her, you know, and how not to let bitterness or resentment get in my heart. He gave me grace, you know, he gave me the strength to be patient with her. And I would forgive her and love her. And sometimes I would just cry. I would prepare her food. And sometimes she would tell me she didn't want it. It wasn't fixed right. It wasn't seasoned right. And I was, you know, pastoring and working on the job at that time and then trying to take care of her. You know, at times it just seemed like it was just too much to deal with. But I thank and praise the Lord how the Lord helped me to keep forgiving my mama and kept waiting on it and doing what I could do for her, you know. So there too, again, I agree with what the Bible said, you know, in Peter, what God have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And something else the Lord brought to my attention. I used to hear my mom and them and my auntie and those saying, Jesus said you can lean on him. And, you know, as a child, I didn't know exactly what they meant by that. How can you lean on Jesus? Jesus is a spirit. But the Lord began to let me know when we stand on and believe and confess and trust what his word said, that's when we leaning on him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There too, again, you got the greater one on the inside of you, and you can do all things. Whatever this situation requires you, grace is available there to help you to do that, you know, and that's the good part about it. You know, like Apostle Gwen said, there's a lot of things I don't know why. I don't have the answers. But I'm just grateful for the greater one that's on the inside of me. He got all the answers. And, you know, sometimes it's good, like she said, for when you're dealing with things, you can call certain people and they can strengthen you, not be ill of you, but there to encourage you, to let you know, hey, look, the greater one that's on the inside. You're not by yourself. The Lord see, the Lord understand, and you can talk to him about it. And it ain't about sometimes I find out people try to make up to you. You ain't got enough faith. Them all lies of the devil.
That's right.
You don't listen to the devil. The devil condemn people. If you had enough faith, this won't be happening. Only the Holy Spirit that abides on the inside of us can answer all the questions. But I do know the greater one is on the inside of you. And it is well.
Yes.
Because Jesus said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And, you know, like I said, my brother passed, and the 20th of this month was when my mama transitioned to heaven in 2005. And then June of 2006, my oldest sister went to heaven. Then, you know, August the 5th, my brother, 22, he went to heaven. Then my dog had to put, I mean, you know, but all of those things, like I said, to each and every one, God deal with us according to our faith and, you know, according to our situation. But so many times I have stood in my office looking at the wonder, and I remember something Pastor Ray said. I constantly remind myself, Jesus, you making all this all right. I'm not by myself. You know, I'm not. Because I had a dream a week before, the birthday of my brother, and I had a dream about grief. In that dream here, I was at my daddy's funeral, and I was just so sad. And when I woke up, the Holy Spirit quickened something in my spirit. He said, take authority over the spirit of grief, because the 20th this month is when your mama transitioned, and then 2 days later it's your baby brother birthday. He said, take authority, and I did that. I began to say, I take authority over grief. I forbid it. I would not deal with overwhelmed grief. I would not have sadness. I said, I won't deal with that. And thanks be to God. And please, when we say stuff like this, Never let the enemy make you think that somebody's saying they better than you. The Bible said we can overcome by our, other people can overcome by your testimony. But like I said, when God quickened that in my spirit, I said, Lord, what's this dream about? My dad been gone ever since 94. What is this about? And the Lord let me know. He said, it's coming up on the day your mom transitioned and your brother's birthday, and the enemy trying to get you to come to agreement and overwhelm you with grief, et cetera. And I be, when I begin to come against it, the 20 came. I said, well, God, I thank God. Mama with you. Thank God. That I, and praise is a weapon. And I just begin to thank and praise God for when, you know, he gave me the mother I had and the time that we had together. Then when my brother's birthday came 2 days later, I begin to praise God for my baby brother and thank him. I said, you gave me one of the best. And, you know, even going to Langston to meet with my other siblings, you know, if I got choked up a little bit, but the fast it came, it lived. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you. And I agree with the late Charlie Stanley. You have to really, we have to really wrestle with our souls, the emotions and certain things happen. We have to really wrestle with it. Because here to just want a year to, you know, grief come through what you see, what you hear, you know, in your emotion line of with. But I thank God when he said that. He said, you don't meditate on the problem, you meditate on the solution. Make yourself focus on that. And, you know, when we just praise, and y'all, we in a time, it's so many voices and so many things happening around us. But we got to continue to do what Proverbs 4:20 said. We got to attend to God's word. We can't lose focus on what God's word say. That's our only weapon, the word of God. And we cannot lose focus on what God's word said. We just got to increase our meditation time. We just got to our confession and decree and declare what God is saying. Because last week, if it wouldn't have been for the Holy Spirit, and I had the dream that he quickened and let me know what happened, you know, I could have just, on the, April the 20th and April the 22nd, that would have been, the whole week would have been just a lot of sadness and sorrow. Because I told myself, I said, I am not doing it. I said, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. And you ain't doing it. Because I'm telling you, if the enemy can get in there and control our soul,
that's right.
I mean, he got us. But Apostle Armstrong, you're doing great. I mean, even for you to come on, continue to do with the broadcast, you could say, Apostle Gwen, you and Apostle Miller gone. I just don't feel like it. But thank be to God for giving you the strength that you keep on doing what you know what God told you to do. You know, and thank God you ain't letting Bunzilla, we were taught in healing school, Bunzilla try to have you to look at your age. We thank God that God is continuing to renew your strength every day, every day. He's doing it for you, but you're doing an awesome job. I want to commit you on it. You're doing an awesome job to continue to be faithful with what you know God told you to do, especially when you got to deal with what you're dealing with in your personal life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. Words have meaning.
I'm trying
to
know
we're
getting down to the
floor,
but he gave me this scripture for you. Romans 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
That's Romans 15 and 13. The God of hope will heal you.
Did you
Romans
say 16?
15, verse 13.
13. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that walks me through this is 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you. Now, this is the part that what is common to mankind. In other words, when he was telling me that, you're not the only one that's going through this.
That's right.
Have been through this.
That's right.
And I am faithful. And says he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are tempted, What did he say? He will provide a way out so that
mm-hmm.
you can endure it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that open door, if you can get to that
mm-hmm.
point, you can walk through that door. You can see the door is open. And you can
mm-hmm.
see that you have been delivered from all of that foolishness that the enemy
mm-hmm.
has tried to put in your path.
That's right.
That's right.
And it's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. The words. The words.
Yes.
Well, the thing that's going around now is a lot of people being attacked. And a lot of us are being attacked because of what Apostle Miller said that Saturday, that a shift,
mm-hmm.
you might not remember, but you said a shift is taking place. And
mm-hmm.
that shift has opened people's eyes. That shift
mm-hmm.
has given people the spirit of courage. And their faith has been, we've had those leaps of faith. Our faith has been raised to another level. And we realize that we are doing all this by complete faith, not by what
yeah.
we see, not by what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, what we hear, if we just ask the question, how did this line up with the word?
Yeah.
What is the word saying about all of this? And when we begin to think and process and ask those type of questions, the enemy flees. Because the enemy
yeah.
knows already what the word is saying. Because the enemy was there. He the one messed up. He the one got kicked
mm-hmm.
out of heaven. He was there with the Creator. So, this has been a time that this has been a time today that people's lives have been changed. That was my prayer earlier before you guys got on, that what we will do today will change lives, will touch somebody. Touch somebody where they are and help them to deal with their situation and circumstances that they find themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I know we're not supposed to pull anything in. We deal with it now. But tomorrow will be a time of rejoicing, a time of celebrating, time whenever I get to lift people up to the Creator and people can see each other and put faces with voices. And then
mm-hmm.
and see how we all fit in this puzzle. We all have a part to play. And
mm-hmm.
we just keep doing what we're doing because no one person couldn't have done what the group has done. And I couldn't have done it by myself. It was the people, you all, that the Creator put around me to undergird me. I want to thank y'all now, and I'll thank you again tomorrow.
Amen.
Anybody feel led to pray? If you do, you pray us out. If not, we say amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, again, we say thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, that grace, this gathering. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you, Father, right now as we stand in the gap. We thank you, God, again, for refresh and strength, for Apostle Armstrong. Thank you for giving him wisdom and knowledge in this situation and those all over the world today. Father, we just thank you how you put peoples in their path to witness to those that are lost and those that are saved. We thank you for you strengthening them in their inner man by your spirit. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor for it. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And see you all tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And it is God's will that we gather tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. The